Well, I'll tell you the questions. They just span the gamut. Like, for example, Gal wants to know what she should bring overseas so that this way she could get online. She really thinks she needs to bring a laptop. Maybe not. We'll talk to her about it. And have you ever seen a sign on the side of the road, say in front of a church or a community center, and it made you laugh out loud and you wonder, hey, I wonder if there's a story behind that line? Well, I tracked down a guy behind some of the funniest roadside signs that went viral on social media, and it's all for a good cause. And also, we have a caller who wants to know, what's a better option for email other than Gmail? Well, go ahead and make your guesses right now. Hi there, I'm Kim Komando, and you're going to love this special Komando On Demand podcast because it's full of highlights from one of my recent radio shows. That's right, every weekend on over 400 top stations from coast to coast, I give you just the top tech news that you need to know to stay up to date, and we speak to people just like you. You can find your local station over at the website, of course, komando.com. Now, I have to tell you, this podcast is not the entire three-hour, jam-packed Kim Komando show that airs every single weekend. This podcast is just a few highlights. Think of it like a teaser, like you're just putting your toe in the water. And I bet you'll realize what you're missing, because knowledge is power. And if you want to get the entire three-hour Kim Komando Show podcast, well, you have to sign up for that over at getkim.com. Okay, are you ready? Up next, I'm going to speak with a loyal listener of mine who lives in Nashville, Tennessee, and she needs some help before she travels overseas. The phone lines are open from coast to coast. 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And why don't we start this hour with Marie in Nashville, Tennessee? Because while Andrew, you are sitting here.
I'm here.
You have laryngitis.
I can't talk.
I know. And you're saving your voice for Brand New or Not True.
That's what I've been instructed to do.
Okay. So you're just going to sit there.
Deal.
And not screen the calls?
Perfect.
And I still have to pay you?
Absolutely.
Great. This is exciting. Marie in Nashville, Tennessee. Help me, Marie. What's going on?
Hi, Kim. I am so glad to talk to you again. I talked to you back in 2011 before I went to Africa and asked you a question about a camera. So this time around, I am going to Israel, and I have a question about my laptop that I want to travel with.
Awesome. Awesome. That's
yes.
Great.
Yes, thank you. So it's a study trip for school, and I have a Surface Pro 4, and I want to take it for posting for social media and also taking notes in my lectures. However, I'm a little concerned with it being so expensive. It's close to $1,000 computer, so yeah. I'm just a little concerned about it, maybe damage or stolen or lost, and also with connecting to Wi-Fi. So my question is, do you think that I should just stick to taking the cell phone that I have, which is a Galaxy S9, and just using that, or potentially buying a new device just for the trip?
All right, so you're going to Israel to study?
Yes, it's a short-term study trip, so just a couple of weeks.
Okay, and so you'll be taking notes, I gather, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And photos and things like that. It really depends upon what your preference is, okay? Like you mentioned, like the Surface Pro 4, right now it's on, because it's not the newest and latest and greatest. I mean, you can pick one up for $700, which is still really expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my concern, and I don't know if you're like me, but when I want to get work done, and I know like the guy who runs Twitter only has a phone, but I really need to have a keyboard,
Yeah.
when I want to actually like write a USA Today column or write a keynote speech or whatever I have to do, I need to have that big screen. I need to have that keyboard. Are you like that?
Yes, I am definitely like that.
Okay. All right. So, we don't go to Israel every single day in our lives, right?
And very true.
So I would encourage you to take the device that you feel most comfortable on.
Okay.
And make sure that you keep it close to your person so that, that it doesn't get stolen or, you know, but you're a smart gal. You've traveled, you're savvy, you know what to do. So before you buy anything else, I would just say, you know, take what you got, just watch it, good things like that. Now, keep in mind, there are some great apps that you could get for your trip. I mean, of course, you know, there are Waze and you have Skype and all those other apps. But, you know, in Israel, in Tel Aviv, there's a special app called Gett. It's G-E-T-T. Mm-hmm. And basically, anytime you want a taxi, it's just right there on the phone. Everybody in Tel Aviv uses it.
Oh, okay.
So that's G-E-T-T. There's also Google Translate, which is great because it goes English to Hebrew and back and forth.
Okay.
There's another app called Morfix, M-O-R-F-I-X, that will actually help you translate and pick up some words along the way, too. Because if you're there studying, it might be nice to learn some of the language, right?
Oh, great. Yes, I'm actually in a Hebrew class. I'm finishing by tomorrow, actually. So, yes.
Okay. And then there's something that I like to do whenever I travel around is to do a food tour. And so, like, the last one I did was in Monaco. And it's really great because you get to sample all the cuisines and you go to the local markets. I've done it in Peru where we learned how to pick shrimp out in the market and then make ceviche. Did it in Paris on a chocolate tour. There's in Israel, there's an app called Bitemoji.
Okay.
And what it does, it gives you a self-directed walking food tour.
Oh, cool.
Which is really awesome. And then there's also apps for audio walking tours from iTravel Jerusalem that you might want to take a look at, too. There are so many great things that you can put on that Samsung phone of yours that will really enable you to take advantage of this trip, which is, you know... Which, you know, it's on my bucket list, by the way. I have not quite yet gotten to Israel, but that's someplace that I am so jazzed. What are you looking forward most to seeing?
Oh, goodness. I think the Wailing Wall.
Yeah.
I think it's probably number one for me.
Well, that would
so many, the Dead Sea and...
Yes. I mean, it's, you know, if, you know, obviously if you're, doesn't, you know, if you're Christian or Jewish, it really has a lot of significance in our faith. And and being able to actually see that firsthand, I think, is going to be truly amazing. So you'll have to share your photos with us. Is it the same camera? I hope you got a new camera by then.
Well, you know, I've mostly been using my phone since then and still the camera that you shared. So. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, that's really true, though, because so many of us, I mean, even when you carry around a camera, you know, it gets kind of distracting because you have a great camera in your phone. The big thing is that if you're carrying your phone and you're just taking the photos that way, be sure that you always have a way that you are uploading your photos up into the cloud. Of course, if you're on iPhones, you're going to be using iCloud. You know, if on your Samsung, you might want to open up a Google Photos account so that this way, as you're taking pictures along the way, if your phone were to be lost or damaged, that at least you'd have all your memories from your trip. Thank you so much for your call. Safe travels for Marie, and hope to hear from you again when you're back. Our next caller is an example of just some of the fun that we have on the Kim Komando Show. I just love it when listeners share their really cool tech stories with us. Now, this Indian Hills, Colorado listener called me after his not-so-high-tech signage. It went viral on the internet. Here, take a listen. All right, here's the deal. If you have a question about something digital, you just give us a call at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And then there's Andrew Babinski, who's whispering in the Kim Komando Show man cave.
I'm going to try to talk normal.
Are you?
At some point today, I'm going to try to talk normal.
Yeah, you're just saving your voice for Brand New or Not True.
That's what I was instructed to do. They said it was very important that I take you out this week and that I need to prepare and focus on that.
Okay, who's
you
that?
You know, those people.
Who?
Them.
The people around us?
Everybody.
My loyal staff and team? Teamwork makes the dream work?
Mostly just Daz and Mike.
Nice. All right, so I ran across this story about Vince in Indian Hills, Colorado. Have you spoken to Vince?
I haven't.
Oh, Vince is Vince is doing something. Well, he volunteers at the community center in Indian Hills, Colorado. He created a roadside sign for the community center.
I did see the signs.
Yes.
They are fabulous.
So we have Vince with us because I wanted to talk to Vince about how he went viral with signs in a town. What's the population? Did I read like 1,280?
Yeah, that's about right.
Excellent. So how'd you come up with like starting to put funny things on the sign?
Oh, man. You know, I volunteered there about 10 years ago, and one of the first things they asked me to do was to build a sign to announce weddings and birthdays and things like that at the community center, because that's what it's for. And so I built the sign, and April Fool's was coming up, and I got a little nudging from the people that I work with to put some little edgy on the sign. Just why not? Nobody's ever seen anything before. So on April Fool's Day, about 7 years ago, there's a town next to us, Morrison, Colorado, who has a very heavy police presence, and they run a lot of speed traps.
Oh.
And right when you get through Morrison to Indian Hills, there's my sign, and I put on the sign of Indian Hills annexed by Morrison, slow down. And nobody had ever seen anything like that on that sign before.
They were used to like John and Mary's 50th
Correct.
Anniversary or whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They had no idea. And the response I got was unbelievable from the Morrison Police Department, from the county officials.
Wow.
You know, everybody wanted to know what was going on in Indian Hills. And it was just a really funny day. You know, I pranked the whole county, and I thought, well, this is great. And I just started throwing things on the board because it was fun to make people laugh and think.
Well, you know,
and
some of your,
how it started.
You know, some of your things are funny. I mean, like programmers do it, beta, get it?
Right.
You know, yes. What a great day to go outside and look at your phone. Okay. I mean,
yes, I try to have a lot of fun with it. I really do. Absolutely.
Can I tell you my favorite?
It's yes, please.
Dogs can't run MRI machines, but cats can.
Absolutely. One of my favorites that I put up, cows have hooves because they lactose.
Okay. Now, tell me about, speaking of cows, tell me about the vegan and the steak.
Right. Okay. So this happened in 2014, and it was an innocent enough sign I put up. Turning vegan would be a big mistake, you know, M-I-S-S-E-D-S-T-E-A-K. And if you look at it wholly, it's, you know, if you're a vegan, you just miss a nice steak. You would be without a nice piece of steak. And some vegan restaurant owners were driving through the community, and they saw the sign, and they pulled over, and ingenuity, they used the letters that were on the board, and they turned the sign into Turning Vegan is Awesome.
Oh, did they?
Which is funny. And we laughed, but they stole the rest of the letters, and then they made a point about telling people, we're stealing the letters because these crimes don't go unpunished. And then in the same day, they had hopped a fence, and they had taken pictures with cows in a farmer's field not too far off from where we live, and posted that also. And when the rancher got a hold of those pictures, they called the police, and it turned into a bigger thing than it should have been. And they didn't want to give us our letters back right away, but there was an intermediary that finally met them at some location, and they gave us my letters back and some voodoo donuts and an apology.
Now you mentioned letters and sign. Now we all know, yeah. I know, but you know, this is not like a high tech LED sign here.
Oh no, this is very low tech. These are letters that I place in the slides every day, or every time I put a sign up.
And yeah, how big is the sign?
It's probably 3x4, maybe.
All right.
3x4.5.
So have you ever thought about getting like a high-tech sign?
You know what? People have offered to even buy me one, but I think part of the novelty is the fact that I put those letters in that sign. And when it's been vandalized in the past, people have offered, hey, let's get a better high-tech sign. And I just don't want to go that way. I mean, I like the, I'm low tech, Kim Komando. I'm very low tech.
Well,
I read a lot about your show, and I love it, but I'm Both Jack over here.
Well, I do appreciate now being famous in Indian Hills, Colorado, because Manny did show me that it does say there's a sign there now that you put out that says Kim Commando Rocks.
It's on the street right now, my friend. It's on the street.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Vince. If you ever have a question about something digital, because, you know, you're going to, like, now want to up the ante a little bit, don't you think? What do you think, Andrew?
Yes.
Give us a call back.
Yeah. Just give us
a call. And I'll be honest with you. I have not listened to you much, but I have spent some time listening to some videos. And you're awesome. You have a lot of great advice. And I do want to pay more attention. I need to. I'm stuck here in the mountains just putting letters on a sign. I gotta get a little more
ideas. If you ever need help, just give Kim a sign.
Yeah, just give me a sign. That's it. Just give me a sign.
I will.
And Vince,
and thanks so much for thinking of it.
And you know, yeah. I like this one. To whoever stole my copy of Microsoft Office, I will find you. You have my word.
Yes, I love that one.
One
of my favorites. What about the omega 3 pills?
Oh, what's that one?
Did you read that one? Uh-huh. I was struck by a bottle of omega 3 pills, but luckily my wounds were only superficial.
Get it? Andrew, you're looking like oil. Get it, fish oil? Get it? Soup. Now, okay. I'm sorry, Vince. He's a little under the weather.
Right.
He's a little slow.
All right.
That one took a second. I'd have had to pull over to the side of the road. Time.
Okay. Here, let's see, Andrew, if you get this one. Picture yourself taking selfies. Do you get that, Andrew?
Huh?
Okay. You know what, Vince? We try. I mean, we're
no, that's all you can do, really, is try.
Yeah.
They go past a lot of people. I know.
There's only so much we can do here. Hey, Vince, again, thank you for having Kim Commando Rocks there in Indian Hills, Colorado, on the official sign outside the community center.
With all the data breaches in the news, it's no surprise that there's a growing number of privacy concerns. It seems like every week we have another data breach. So in this call, I speak with a listener in El Dorado Hills, California, looking for a more secure email alternative to Google. But before we get to all that, a quick thank you to our partners in this podcast, Capterra, because they help make these podcasts possible.
Hi, Kim. This is Tacy. And
Tacy.
I was calling because this is a time-sensitive issue for me. As of May 31st, my email provider is sunsetting.
Oh.
And they've also carried, I'm sorry?
I said, oh, that's you know, we don't hear about that very often.
No, we don't. And the thing is that they also carried a security filter, which kept the unsolicited garbage from cluttering my emails as well as, you know, blocking inappropriate websites. Well, it can be overwhelming because there's so many carriers. And to me, it's like trying to pour an ocean through a keyhole. So I figured because of the, you know, the immensity of the subject, there's so many things to look at that I thought what I'd do is to give you a call and see if you could help me figure out an answer as to who would be a good email carrier with the security. And I figured out of the arsenal of answers that you've got to be able to pull one out for
okay.
me.
Well, you know, thank you for your confidence. Thanks for your call today, Tacy. And I apologize. I called you Tracy, by the way.
Not a problem.
I'm sure it's not the first time it's happened, right? It's like people that come up to me and say,
right.
People come up to me and they go, oh, you must go commando. I'm like, that's like, I've never heard that before. You know, it's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Anyway,
yeah.
Email providers, if you're looking for something other than Gmail, which Gmail will go ahead and filter at your span. If you're looking for something other than Yahoo or Hotmail or whatever, Outlook or whatever it may be, is that you have a couple of things. If you can always set up your own email server if you want. You have a domain. It's not incredibly difficult to do. Websites like GoDaddy and Wix will help you out. If you don't want to go to that extreme, but you still want to have, say, secure encrypted email that blocks out spam, that has a more security features built in, because that's what I'm hearing from you, is that I'm going to give you three options to take a look at. One is called Proton Mail, just like protons and atoms and Proton Mail. It's based in Switzerland. And basically, it's an encrypted email service, and it's end-to-end encryption. And it has lots of keyboard shortcuts, has rich text formatting. It also has spam filtering and things like that. Another provider is called Hushmail, and they do pretty much the same thing. And, you know, with Hushmail and ProtonMail, if you still want to get this email through Gmail or whatever email program you're using, you can still do that, by the way. So you're not limited to just using their app or their website. Along the same lines of ProtonMail and Hushmail is a third provider called CounterMail. Now, their servers are based in Sweden. They don't store your emails on hard disks. It's like this whole weird thing that goes on. They say it's really if you're trying to prevent any type of data leak and hacker and scammer, and they kind of purport themselves. And, you know, of course, they're going to charge a lot for that. So that's probably out of, you know, let's strike that one out. So you're probably looking at ProtonMail versus Hushmail. And if I were to choose for myself, I probably would choose ProtonMail. But you might want to look at both.
Okay. Well, I will do that. You know, I'm glad that you said that I would be able to maybe do my own, have my own, set up my own email because of the fact that I like the name Integrity. It carries a lot of weight with it. And it's something that you don't hear.
Well, if you don't, if you don't own that domain, you can't use it. I mean, so you have to own the domain name in order for you to have email through that domain. So you'd have to come up with your own domain address, such as, you know, hottastyincalifornia.com or whatever it is that you might want. And then you can set up your own individual email address. But you can't use your previous provider's domain even on your own server because you don't own that domain. So you just come up with a domain and all the big name providers, say that 8 times, will be able to facilitate that for you. If you need any help, just give us a call back. Tacy, once again, thank you for your call. Okay, whenever you buy something high tech, or even if you just use the internet, it's not like it comes with a manual, right? So every week, we put together insider tips, tricks, and secrets in what we call our digital life hack of the week. Now, let me tell you, this is one of the most popular pieces of content on my national radio show and also at the website, commando.com, of course. And in this week's digital life hack tip, you're going to learn about, well, 25 of the most useful sites on the internet. And I bet you, after you look at the list, you're like, wow, I didn't even know some of those even existed. And now I love it. Okay, right after this. All right, it's time now for our digital life hacks tip. And every week we put one of these together for you. And it's all about the insider secrets and the tips that, you know, when you think about it, when you buy any gadget or gizmo, you start using the web, it doesn't really come with a manual, so to speak. So I thought it'd be pretty interesting for us to put together a list of 25 websites that do something amazing that you'll use time and time again. Now, I can't go through all 25 here on the show, but let me tell you about a few of them, and then I'm going to tell you where you can tap into the whole list. Like, for example, if you want to use Photoshop, but you don't have the big bucks for Photoshop, well, there's a website called Pixlr that allows you to crop and resize and filter, adjust, things like that. Next on our list, or let's talk about PDFs, because it's so annoying, right? You get a PDF and then all of a sudden that you have to edit it and you're like, well, now how do I do that? That's where you're going to love this website, PDF Escape. It changes all of that. Just drag and drop it right onto the site, converts the file, then you can edit it, and best of all, it's free. PrivNote is another tool I'd like to tell you about. It lets you write notes that can self-destruct after your recipient reads them. You can do scheduled self-destruct. You just write a note on the site. You pick the method, the time, and then bingo, bango, it's gone. Another favorite of mine is something called Print Friendly. This solves the problem of anytime you print anything off the web, you get, I don't know, pages and pages of ads and garbage and things like that, right? Print Friendly, it eliminates everything. All right, let's move into computer or internet help. Have you ever wondered, like, is it you or is the website that's down? Well, that's why Down for Everyone or Just Me is really, really helpful, as is the F-Secure Router Checker. Because if you want to know if a hacker has ever gotten into your router and maybe getting copies of all your traffic and all your passwords, well, this is a website that will tell you yay or nay. And then Account Killer is also on this list because you have all these different websites and all these different accounts Well, now you can go in and figure out how to remove the ones you don't use anymore. 10-minute mail gives you a free temporary anonymous email address that expires after 10 minutes. When would you need that? Well, maybe when you want to sign into a website, they're looking for a valid email address, and there's Grammarly to keep you on the up and up. Camel, camel, camel to save you some bucks. And then, of course, we've got TripIt. If you're ever on vacation, you can have a whole itinerary just printed out for you and saved. You can find a list of all 25 sites, because there's a lot more than what I just told you about, by heading over to the official homepage of The Kim Komando Show, which is, of course, komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Okay, so I know that you want everything that I just mentioned and more in the Digital Life Hacks tip just right there on your screen. Maybe you even want to print it. Yes, I know you do. So just head over to the website, komando.com, K-O-M-A-N-D-O, of course, and in the search box, just type in the topic, and I'm sure it'll pop right up for you. So as you just heard, I'm just a nice person. Okay, if you come on the air with me, I'm not going to beat you up, I promise, like some other hosts might do. Or maybe you just have an interesting story involving tech that you'd like to share with me on the air. Well, be a part of the show. It's so fun. And get this, you get to tell all of your neighbors and friends and family members that, huh, I'm a national radio star. Just leave us a message. Here's the number. I know, it's pretty old school. 602-212-0058. Okay, you ready? Do you have a pen? You're going to text it to yourself? 602-212-0058. Just leave me a message, and then either myself or one of our producers will get right back with you, and we can schedule a time for you to be on my show. How fun is that? And to get the whole Kim Komando Show every single week, you just have to be a Kim's Club member. And I'll tell you, I'm cheap. I'm like $3 a month cheap. And then you can download the entire show and listen on your time, on your schedule, and learn things every single day. You also get special perks you can't find anywhere else. Like, for example, you can watch the Kim Komando TV show. You can actually see us record the whole thing, go behind the scenes. When radio stations go to commercials, not you, you get to see Andrew and I, well, you know, have fun. And if you're ever in Phoenix, you can come see the show and we'll actually meet face to face. We can get a photo that you can put on your social media and think about that. That's just priceless. All of this and a lot more for just $3 a month? Oh my gosh, how can you not do this? Go to getkim.com. That's where you sign up. Getkim.com. Now, be sure you subscribe to Komando On Demand, because, hey, we'll be back with more highlights and phone calls of another great show. I'm Kim Komando. Thanks for listening. And by the way, for more digital know-how, just hit our website, komando.com. And we also have these amazing free newsletters that you can sign up for, too.